Thursday night, Daf Yomi. I think today's Daf was Daf Kuf Ayin Dalet. And so, we will start from Daf Kuf Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph. We'll start from 5 lines down from the top. Amar Avuna. We learned about an Orev, a guarantor of a loan. We learned that there's two types of Orevs. Pardon the expression, Arevim. One a regular Arev, and one called an Arev Kablon. The difference being, if you can go to the Arev first, not first, or you can go to the Arev without first trying to collect from the Lover. So, Amar Ravuna is going to say that different Amiras will determine what you agreed to do, what you were Meshavet yourself to do. If the Orev says to the Malva, the person lending the money, Halveihu Vani Orev, that's like a clear Lashon of Arvus, lend him the money and I'm guaranteeing the loan. So there's a clear implication that he's the Lova and he has the first responsibility to pay it up. And Vani Orev, or he says, Halveihu lend him the money Vani Poreya, or he said, Halveihu Vani Chayav, or he said, Halveihu Vani Noisim. Kulun Lashon Arvus, they're regular Arvus. Because the key word here is halveihu. That's what Rav Huna holds. The key word is that guy is the lova. So he has to pay first. He's the lova. Whatever he said afterwards is only a way of saying that I guarantee that if he doesn't pay, I'll pay. But once you say halveihu, he's the lova. This is the way Rav Huna looks at these lashonos. Tenlo, indeed, if he said tenlo v'ani kablon, or he said tenlo v'ani poreya, or he said ten lo v'ani chayav, or he said ten lo v'ani nosein. Kulan lashon kablonah same, because Rav Huna holds the key thing is how he started, how he referred to the transaction between the malva and the lova. If he didn't use a lashon of halva, even he said you give him the money and I'll pay you back. So that's Rav Huna holds. That's more indicative of he's accepting a primary chiyav upon himself. It's like the guy's taking the money b'shalichuso, and therefore he has a primary chiyuv. What? We learned that you can go to the kablon first. You don't have to try to get it from the lover first. Orev kablon, you can get it from the. You can go to the orev first. You don't have to try to get it from the lover first. Now, what about when we're in Rav Huna now? That says the. What about if the lashonos are contradictory? Ibayilhu halveihu v'ani kablon ten lo v'ani orev. My, what's going to be the din? Rav Yitzchak, Loshon Arvus, the word Arv itself, is mashma regular Arvus, because you're guaranteeing. That means he has to try hard and try first, and you go to him first, and you try to collect your money from him first, and worst comes to worst, I guarantee it. The Loshon Kablonus, he says you follow those Loshonos. If he says the word Arvus, it depends how he describes himself. As an Arav or as a Kablon. Now the Gemara brings another Shita of the Mashmaus of the Lashon. Rav Chista Amar, Kulan, all of the Lashonos that we said before, all of them that Rav Huna said over is Lashon Kablon is saying. Chutz, except for Mehalveu Vani Ori. That's like the prime Lashon of Arvus. Halveihu v'ani orev. Lend them the money and I'm an orev. So that's, you can't get any better than that, that you're an orev. But everything else is a kablon. Or a kablon, we call it. Rav Amar, the other way around. Kulav loshon arvus hain, except for the extreme loshon kablon, which is bar tenlo v'ani nosein. Give him the money, not lend him the money. Give him the money. And I'll give you the money. And it doesn't say any orev, which would imply for his obligation. But he just said, I'll give you. So that's the extreme Lashon Kablonus. So that's what. So Rav Chista goes to one extreme, and Rava goes to the other extreme. Now the Gemara goes the other way. Tamali Marbar Amemel Ravashi, Tochi Amar Abba Amemel said as follows. Ten levani nosen, if he gave such an extreme lashon, ein lemalva aloy v'klum. All of these things we were talking about was just a discussion if you can go to the Ohr first. But nobody ever considered that you can't go to the Lova, Bar Demoni, Lamaisa. Now Mar Bar Meimer is saying, B'Shem HaMeimer, that 10 Lovaninos, saying that extreme Lashon Kablanos, is so extreme that the Lova doesn't have to pay back the loan, doesn't have to pay back the loan at all. The Lola, the Gemara says, it's not so. Well, if the Lova means the Mal, that the Lova can't become part of the Mal there, only if the Orev was the one that physically took the money from the Malva and handed it over to the Lova, that's when the Lova won't have to pay up the loan each day. But anything less than such than this, where the Lova avoids taking the money from the Malva in the first place, anything less than that, the Lova certainly is Mukhliyev. Now, the Gemara tells a story about how to collect the chayiv. Ha'u baina, the akhtay l'malva l'nichsay d'loive. He was moirid, the akhtay means moirid. He was moirid the malva to the nichsay d'loive as a method of collection. He has a lien on the land, so he's going to collect on his lien. Mikame the litva l'loive. He did it, though, before he munned the loive. The time of the piron came, I assume. But he didn't mourn him. He didn't demand his money. He didn't ask him for his money. So he went to the nechassim of the loiva before the loiva was asked for the money. Salke Rav Chanan Berei de Rav Yeva. Rav Chanan Berei de Rav Yeva fired him from his job as a dayan. Amar Rava Manchokim Lamevet Ki Hamilsa. Who's so smart? Imlo Rav Chanan Berei de Rav Yeva. Who would chap how serious a mistake this was? Kasavar, because he holds nichsei de barinish in a morven yosei. The idea that you can go to the karka to collect the money of a chayiv without, you don't have to go to him for it. You go to the karka. Utnan amal dos chaver ole de yorvo yiparven olav. So going to the karka before you demand the money for him is mamish, as the Gemara, the equivalent of going to the Ohr first, because the nechassim are areven, nechassid varinashin and areven leiv. So you can't go to them first. You have to go to the Ohr first. The Ohr is the leiv himself who would pay money. Once you're collecting already, it's a second tier. Even if you're very lucky, you got a good deal, you got a strong lien, you're collecting your money, but it's very not your smart. What are you going to do? You're going to sell the land? You're going to sell a sliver of land? Okay. But the Gemara is saying, technically, you can't go to the karka first. Because the karka is an orev, and you have to go to the loiva before you go to the orev. Okay, next case. Who arved the yasme? There was an orev of a chov that Yisomim owed. They owed money. They owed money from the father. They had to pay up the chov of the father. The pari l'malva, he paid the malva mekamid l'din l'yasme. So the orev paid up before he told the Yisomim what he's about to do. He then goes back to the Yisomim, he wants the money, he pays back. The Orev always gets back his money from the Lova. So here the guy went back. So he shouldn't have paid up the loan for them. They're potter, like they're not mechuyev mitzvahs. So they're not mechuyev, technically, to pay it up. So you did a tremendous thing, you paid it up for them. But if you didn't tell them first, then you did this on your own. The reason the Orev can't demand the money from the Yisomim is not because... Labanei Mitzvah Ninu, but rather Eimut Svariatvasei, a new Svara. Well, not new, but that were afraid that he gave him towards the payment that he gave him, the payment of the loan, he gave it to him the metaltalim, the money, and nobody knows about it, so I think it wasn't paid. Tzroros means bundles, money bundles. Find Dalit Amud Beis. My Benayu, these two reasons. Benayu, Kishachayev Moida, the father's Moida that he didn't pay up the loan on his deathbed. Inamid Bishamtuhu. They made, the Bezlan was Machayev him to pay, and then they put him in Nidui. Umeis Bishamte. So in these cases, you know for sure he didn't pay up the chay before he died because of the consequences. Shochu mitam is sent from Eretz Yisrael. Im shamtu umeis b'shamte hilchosok kafuna b'di b'shua. That you can go the chay from Yisoyimim and you don't say Okay. And he's demanding the money back from the lawyer. In a gova, he can't collect with this shtar from the Yisoyim. Okay, so you can't collect. If it says in the star, I receive Tashlum, we have gave him and I said that the father wrote it in. This time we have put a baby Bishua, Mesbacha, Meskakalov, and Chayav Moise. That would be the case here. That would be a proper Kashya. Shiny Hosam, the Hopi Tach, because of the Yiskabalti. In other words, he has a shtar that says he can collect that the chay that he paid up. And he also told the Lord that it should be a koyach of a chay, a b'shtar chay, but he can collect with it. A rabbi told him kechavim, the parable of kechavim. There was an arab of a guy that paid to another guy before he went to the assignment. Well, you have to be up front, but you can't tell them the day. Can't tell them that day right now. You have 5 minutes to decide. Mm-hmm. Arif Shimon Gamliel Leim, the Arif Leishim Iksubosa, so the Arif pays up, then there has to be either Hama, that he won't take her back. Leishim Bar Atzri, Arif the Iksubosa, the Kalsi, Abi, he was an Arif for the Iksubosa of his daughter-in-law. Rafuna Berei Tzurim Le'abon and Havi, Tikal and Milso. I'm about to make a donation to the Nazi, so much you give him an Eitzah, and the Goyos of the Mitzu. He doesn't have money to pay the Iksubosa, so he'll take the money from the Arif, the father, the Hadar and Arda, the Hadar, and then he'll take it back. I'm going to rub a boy, he's running on Otsma. I'm going to buy out to call the Magarish, we need a Magarish. The Magarish on no one, and he won't, you know, he won't be Magala. He'll surgically lose it to Kayan, who, and he couldn't take it back. I'm going to buy him, I'm going to buy him, and he'll also on the user. Follows you around, and stuff, that's the story of your life. It dumps on you all the time. Miyam Rabbi, how can he give such an eitzah? From Rabbi Ezer Rosh Orim, Zamasi Eitzah, Limsum and Chosim, you got from Shimon Gamliel, but you sell a field after 30, after 20, after 10. So he holds that the Shani of those chus in what Mocha Harishon. Benoi Shaini, because he's doing it the type of Benoi of the Orev and Tzuvim Rabbanon Shaini. Then you give an Eitzah for the Knudah. Alright, we'll stop here.